Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stuve.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the impact of the current economic situation in Zimbabwe on local people and those living in the diaspora.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave. Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the deteriorating economic situation in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabweans say they are facing many problems due to the current harsh economic situation in the country. The government yesterday announced the new fuel price increases, which it said were based on an open man market system.
There was chaos and pandemonium soon after the announcement of the new price hikes, especially in urban centers, as commuters faced serious transport blues. Some people had to walk long distances to their homes, as ZUPCO buses were too few to ferry them to their destinations.
Apart from that, the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority is not providing adequate services to local people due to the drought in the Southern African region and other issues.
Such issues normally have an impact on Zimbabweans living in various countries who send huge sums of money per month to their relatives and friends for their upkeep.
While this is happening in Zimbabwe, preparations are underway for the holding of a premier business event, Zim Expo, in USA. The expo is for promoting businesses, networking, and social interaction. Zim Expo will be held this weekend in Chicago.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And remember, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And it's a mazua wose, siya
kunjalo mfowethu.
Ah ngiyaphila ndoda.
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Ah ngiyaphila. Ngiyachaba.
Yeah.
Ndamirira Zim Expo.
Yo yeah, Zim Expo this weekend kuyabe kufiwa khona ngabe eChicago.
Kuno kufiwa.
Yeah, kufiwa kuti ngesintu.
Wo ndafunga
kuti
no because she
not kufiwa.
Ndana kutoshika kuti handishayendi kana kushino kufiwa.
Ngabe ukhanjwa mfowethu.
Eh.
So ke Zim Expo le isikhathi sokuthi abantu bekhuluma ngamabusiness, isikhathi sokuthi abantu bakhulume ngoba ufuna ukuthi kwakhiwe emzini yabo eZimbabwe kumbe ngaphi. Kuyadlalwa le bhola njengathi sasidlala ibhola kudala.
Kunemagitari.
Ya, bonke mfowethu oDJ labo.
Kunopo mkhana wekuthi vanhu wazi ukuthi Zimbabwe is open for business.
Sangelibona. So konke vele kwakusenziwa. Nxa wena ufuna ukuvula ibusiness, uyakwenelisa ukuthi uyehlangana labanye khona ngale.
Ikhulume.
Yeah. Kuba sizwa lo mix Zimbabwe, USA, yokwazi. Ukuthi abantwana bezibukise,
betshengisele
ukuthi.
Sarakadenga.
Yeah, ukuthi vele banjani bona. Empilweni yabo. So ke kuyakhanya sibe ukuthi kuyabe kufiwa khona ngale kuyabe kungani kwenziwa into eziningi. So kunjalo jonga. So ke nxa sesikhumbula ekhaya, ekhaya kuthiwa kunzima.
Kwakawuma.
Ye kuthiwa izolo sikeza bona lamanye amavideo bhotabhota lapha abantu bengena
ngamawindowemabhasini.
Ya.
Zaitwa nemwe conductor webhasi raifamba kumusha kwangu kuma 1969-77-172. Isisiri wana wechikoro zvaiti nakidza kungonomira pa mashops.
Ya uone.
Uchimona kuti akanga kwidza suitcase yako pamusoro
pebhazi.
Bhazi rakufamba obva apinana pa window. Zvichinakidza. Asi zvine zvakuitwa nekutambura vanhu vari kushupika kushaya transport.
You still remember. So which means that when the teacher asked you kuti what do you want to do when you grow up?
Conductors.
Conductors.
Pa window.
Yeah. Kukura kure.
Oh yeah. Tarishina fara yuzumbana maziwe.
Kagero boy. Yeah, so ke izulukani laba siyakhuluma sibili namhlanje. Amafutha ezimota akhuphuliwe izolo. Kunye kumangalisayo khona ngale ke eZimbabwe. Kuzobuya ke kathesi izesa ingane ehlule ukuthi nika abantu umlilo kagetsi weneleyo. Kuzobuya njalo ke nxa sesikhangela amanzi kungani aswelakala kwale Zimbabwe. Pho okukhona kukwini. Ngakho ke wonke konke nxa kusenzakala siyawazi abantu abahlala kwele Melika, abahlala e-Australia, abahlala e-Britain, lamanye amazwe. Abadabuka eZimbabwe kungani bezwa ubuhlungu obuthize. Njalo yibo abathumeza phela imali yokuthi efika khona ngale kwele Zimbabwe. Siyawazi amabhiliyoni amaningi kakhulu ezimali ajaruhanjiswa khona ngale Zimbabwe abantu hamsela isihlobo labangani. Ye, so kunjani point.
Wongu vadiwa vateleri nevatariri. Nasi tiri kukurukura mchirongwa chedu. Totanga nekutarisa zviri kuitika kumusha matambudziko akatarisana nenyika munyaya dzezveupfumi zvinobatawo zvakare nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika nekuti vazhinji vanoti ukatsenga nzungu imwe chete inenge yakaora inokanganisa dama rese dzavanga wakanda dzakawanda dzimwe dzisina kuora dzinokanganisika chino 1 chikanchi chisina kumira zvakanaka zvinogona kukanganisa mamiriro ezvinhu nekuti munyika pari zvino vanhu vari kuchema kuti hamuna mafuta edzimotokari. Mitengo yezvinhu iri kukwira zuva nezuva, hakuna mari yekunzei. Nemari yacho mabhondi emunyika acho ari kunzi ari kunetsa vanhu vari kurarama neanonzi maRTGS. Tonzwa vamwe zvitoro vachinzi vanoramba zvekusuwai pane zvimwe zvakadaro matambudziko iwayo. Asi vanhu veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vazhinji ndo vari kuzotakura mutoro iwoyo kuburikidza nekunge tichiwana matext zuva nezuva ari kutaurawo zvichemo zvakasiyana siyana kumusha tichibatsira pamwe chetewo nekutsvagira kana zvipatara zvemumatunhu edu mishonga nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ndonyatoda kuti kurukure nhasi pamusoro pematambudziko ari kumusha tichazobatawo nyaya yeZimi Expo iri kuitwa muno muAmerica kuChicago weekend ino yasi zvinezvi tine mudare wedu wekutanga vatinawo tinava Calvin Mudzingiri vanodzidzisa zveupfumi paUniversity of Free State muSouth Africa. Togamuchirai muchirongwa chedu vaMudzingiri.
Makadi zvenyu vaterei.
Aiwa, tinofara zvikuru tichitendawo kuti makwanisa kusiya zvamaa muchiita kuti munge muchipindawo muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Maybe my first question I can throw it in English. You know, the country is going through a rough patch economically and also I think politically, but mostly the economy side affects a lot of Zimbabweans in the diaspora. What can you say about this?
I think that the situation in Zimbabwe is tough in the sense that we are going into cycles. We are going where we have been, and the lives of the people are being shortchanged, and it actually took that to, we don't learn from our own mistakes, and our government is playing that type of game where they play some ignorance in things that can actually require some solutions that are hard to take, but which can actually improve the lives of the people. So we need to face the reality when it comes to running the economy, and also when it comes to managing our affairs as a country. So this idea of the government, we tend to regulate the demand for goods and services as a direct, and it is for the use of failing. And the price control that they are also implementing surge in the previous period, and it's like we are actually going in circles in the reality. Because we have price controls on the fuel, we have price controls on transport, but that is not the solution to our problem. Our problem requires a government that would like to liberalize the economy, that will actually have more players actually bringing in the goods and services. And remember, tariffs were never meant they are meant to ration state commodities. So it's not easy for government to think that they can regulate the prices and ensure that they have a little bit of goods and services. The government should ensure that prices reflect the cost structure and also the availability of goods and services. Even if they charge regulate, the goods will never be enough for each and every one. Because even the poor people can still not afford the cheapest price that would have been regulated. So my own check is that the government should be liberalize the economy. They should also ensure that we have a stable currency. They should also ensure that the current that is in circulation is a reflection of the goods and services that are being supplied in the economy. So this idea of just generating money that is not related to production is the major part of our problem. Mm-hmm. I think that's the little and short of what I would like to just highlight.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mudzingiri. Ramba nyimuri parunare timbotora muteereri todzoka kwamuri tine muteereri pachirongwa. Hello.
Hello, vajonga ndiRananda kuno South Africa.
Vamananda makadiko.
Kino simba kana makadini vamarogara mhiri kwemakungwa
uko. Ah, yenyu ndiyo mhiri yemakungwa manje. Mukayambuka Limpopo nezvatakaitawo kuyambuka nzizi dzatakayambuka zvakafanana.
Dzei dzakaonyanya kuporesa tinongoyambuka Limpopo tasvika.
Ndizvozvo. Nyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi ndofunga maizwa inyaya yekuti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichioma munyaya dzezveupfumi uye haisi nyaya itsva yatiri kukurukura pano, asi chinoita kuti tirambe tichiyeuchidzana inyaya yekuti zviri kuramba zvichiwedzera. Patakataura nenyaya iyi svondo rapera, kwakusati kwaita matambudziko avepo ekuti transport yaakutonetsa, nokuti vamwe vaakuti hatingashandire mahara, petro yaakukwira, taakubuda mubhizinesi. Saka tiri kuramba tichikurukura. Pindai henyu muchirongwa.
Maonero angu dambudziko raitika mukati menyika zveshuwa kunyika kwaitika dambudziko rakakura. But dambudziko irori iri kuti ripere, rimwe racho rumwe gorutivi kwedambudziko rinogona kupera kana vanhu tava nemweya umwe chete pamwe chete nokuvimbana. And I was listening to the guest wenyewe waminayo vamudzingiri vanodzidzisa nezveupfumi pauniversity of South Africa apa Bloemfontein apa vachitsanangudza mafambiro angaita kuti zvinhu zvingefamba zvakanaka. Ini ndinodaira kuti hurumende they have tried all the avenues that can attract the investors to come into the country. Ndo saka ndakabvunza mubvunzo last week ndichiti media neeconomy nepolitical stability zvinofambidzana here mune zvakanaka kuti kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka. Dambudziko irori kana risina kutarisiswa zvakanaka, and I've come to this thinking that possible the government, I think they need to call for I don't know, maybe they can call it a referendum or a conference for the economists to come back home and give my ideas kuti apa ngatimbodai, apa ngatidai, apa ngatidai. But even though zvikaitiwa izvozvo izvi, dambudziko rinoramba riripo nderekuti political will is not happening both sides, MDC and ZANU-PF. And I believe that when Comrade Mnangagwa took over, he wanted the country to prosper to a new dispensation, is what he was thinking. However, soon after the election, pakava nokutaudzana zvabvawo zvaita kuti pasharikwa compromising kuti panguva yeremosi yekuti patasvikapa hamufungo taakuuraya vanhu here, tadii tambogadzikana pasi tiwane kufamba pamwe chete nenyika. The question is not about zvandinonzwa zvinotaurana namakume kuti takavanyorera tsamba tichiti ngatitii zvakati. I don't think so kuti that is the idea that has got a lot of respect within the government and confidence. Panga pachidiwa chete ndicho kuti vajonga, tine vanhu vakafunda vari munyika medu, maeconomists tinavo, tine vanhu vakafunda zvikuru, maengineers tinavo. Ini ndinofunga kuti hurumende, I think ngavamboedza izvozvo izvo kuti ngavambotedza vana vavo vagare pasi navo vanzwe zvinoda vana vavo kuti vana vari kushuvira kuti nyika ifambe zvakanaka. Ndotenda kuti vamudzingiri vanobvumirana neni. Employment rate in South Africa has come to almost 27 or so. As a result, hakuna anoziva ramangwana kuti all these foreign people who are here in South Africa, what is their future? Kana gavhumendi yatanga kupotseredzwa nevanhu zvakasvika pakadai, tinoseenza munomu puresha yacho yakurisa kubva kuvagari vari muno. So ini ndanga ndichifunga kuti kuda let's come up with a solution in a government of Ambokara from which it keeps us away, never knows in a fundo, Renika Edu, Matibasaro, but this is the way forward. And I done with the Aramba. Then I think Chimigeta holds the accountability for our good know. Makaramba is a cat, is a cat, is a cat. And therefore, you are losing the trust among the people. So, in as much as we do not respect our government, I don't think so can get any investor who to come to our country until the day that we realize that the conflict that we are trying to keep on keeping in our minds does not help us. Rather, it kills all the poor, those poor, they remain suffering each and every day. So, ndoma wonyera angu angu wajonga, ukuthi kungisabanga ukuthi mhlambe labantu bangahlalisana phansi labo babona nezenotho ukuthi bakhulumisane together with the government mhlambe kungaphuma something ukuthi sizokwazi ukuqhubeka siye phambili ngoba ma ngibona nje ukucabanga nalokho akusifisi anyway
sisala
nje silwa nje.
Saka munotiri nhaurirano dziripo idzi dzakalonjwa musi wa 17 May dzina kwadzinosvika?
No, the idea is on the pipeline. I cannot say hakuna kwadzinosvika. The idea, I think the personal of the president, he would love to see the country go back to its own heyday in which Africa was describing Zimbabwe as the best basket of Africa. And I think that is the dream of everybody. But in as much as we have some other quota, who just to say, this is nothing, this is nothing. And therefore, even if I would like to do people, I would not want to speak. And bear in mind, can the politics of the Congo Pindi or never reconsider the interest of Anotaga, for sure. We are not going anywhere. As long as we are going to run the interest, we are running out from some of the Zawarinda Wachida, it's not in the public to farm the day that was Oscar Papon out. As long as the Zimbabweans, what is it that we want? We would have put on another Ugara, Korean Moria, to Sangan Sarapamori Neva Junga, and
even
put in another Ugara, Koko America. For Sangan Sarawana Mazmai, Ariko Koko America, never a Kura and a Canada, never goes to the Batasian Asia. Bakama Kuila Dabut Koresa, Takamaya, to get up with Eta Bakaravan or Kumisa. However, he saw a passion to request a
Maita Waman, and thank you so much. Thank you so much, Roman. And tinotenda ramba muchitsigira.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Mananda is our regular caller. And the good thing is he speaks many languages.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Kuluma, vanotaura.
Yeah.
Vanospeaker. Yes.
And this is a public sphere. We encourage people to say whatever they want.
That's true.
As long as they are not insulting anybody.
That's
and
true.
I guess we've got another guest and that is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU-PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you so much.
Baba Kaule, siyabona abantu bathole nzima. Lo zupko lo kumele ethole abantu. Abanye sebengena ngamawindi, into ezinjalo amafasitele. So kukhanya ngazani ke sokule ngqaba ngqoza la. Sokulobuzima obumangalisayo abantu nxa bekhuluma. Udubo lolu luyaqhubeka kuze kuthini Baba Kaule? Yeah, we are not some Baba Kaule. Yeah, is Zuko abanye sebengena ngamafasitele ebhasini bezama umuntu babuyele emakhaya. So ungazani kuyahlupha kakhulu. Yeah, kukhanya zani inombolo yakhe ijonga isinika inkinga. So maybe let's go back to Mr. Calvin Mudzingiri.
Yes.
Who is in South Africa. Mr. Mudzingiri, are you still on the line? Yes, so Mr. Mudzingiri, looking at what is happening in Zimbabwe right now, how can that be fixed?
Can I come again?
How can Zimbabwe fix its current economic crisis?
Okay, the reality is that if you look at what they are doing at the moment, they are bringing in the fiscal, that is regulated prices. They have been trying to regulate the prices of fuel. They have also tried to regulate the exchange rate. So those regulations, if it's good, the regulations do not reflect the commodities that are in circulation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the regulation of price of Zipco, how many people are going to be approaching Zipco? Because Zipco, that is, they won't be enough for each and every community in Zimbabwe. So is it a viable mode for them to have Zipco that they are regulating and that are US making, and eventually they will actually get money from the taxpayer? My thinking is like, we need a transport that is viable. We need to analyze the system and ensure that people can afford to bring in fuel and bring the fuel, and they can also try to ensure that the price of fuel fluctuates with the national market so that the cost is felt across the whole economy. That can also assist the government. One of the aspects that I also want to talk about is, do we really if the dialogue is done in such a way that people are honest with themselves, then it works. But in this case, the government has got the stupid majority. They can make the right decision for the people. But people are failing to make the right decision in parliament. Even if they are the dialogue, what will then change? So the big question is, in as much as we might blame other political parties that are also participants in Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
I think the people who are in charge are the major people that we can blame, because they propose to make the decision. Because the majority in parliament, they are in control of the police, they are in control of the army, they can make the policies. They are biggest challenges. They would like to regulate everything. And the reality is, very difficult to run an economy with regulation.
Mm-hmm.
When you regulate, you regulate the prices, the exchange rate, you regulate the price of fuel. I think the talk around the current has been something that has been spoken about for a long time. And this government has said that having the bond and the US dollar, one-to-one current will not work. But they've pursued this story for a long time, and they've seen things happening, and they've seen the thing is depreciating. And now they look surprised by all the things that are happening. And they're also going to take the system of blaming each and everyone in the economy, indicating that all our problems are being given by other people.
We'll cut it short there.
The only way we can provide solution to the economy is we liberalize the economy, we ensure that people can bring in resources. Investors can come in. There's no investor who can come to Zimbabwe where there's no stable current.
Yes, we'll cut it short there. Something here. Thank you, Mr. Mzingiri. We'll cut you short because Mr. Kaole is in now.
Just to stay on the line.
Stay on the line.
Then Tinamtereri first.
Yeah, okay. Let's take a call and then we'll go to Mr. Kaole.
Yes, Tinamtereri Parunare. Vam Zingiri Rambaya Nyimuri Parunare. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Magadiko.
No, I don't speak, I only speak in the area.
Yeah, I'm for it. Kuluma,
Baba.
Niapira, what's your name?
Niapira, Ibizo Mbani?
Ibizo, trust, Baba.
Yeah, trust, Uchona Jan, Kulamp.
South Africa.
Yeah, Uchona Jan, what's the name of South Africa, Baba, trust?
Baba, South Africa, I just feel that the cities is those are more to squander about Tarekai. I got about cities of Bura. You see what's called a Pekai. I isn't the right to send over my zones of a cool.
Mhm. So,
yeah.
Mawunje, when I go Babanjan Gunok.
I Mawunje, the one the mother of cool, the Baba Mola Mange. Yes, I'm waiting. 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 I' So manje landi silimaza kakhulu ngokuba ukuthi nalokuthi uthule ukusebenza ngoba la eSouth Africa phela isena mali njengaleyo ndlela esasiyazi ngayo kudala. So kwalo okuncane sikuphela manje sayisukushere labadala sisukuse ngale izinto ziye azihambi kahle lapha ekhaya yonke into yakhona iyaviza ayikho into etholakalayo kwawuthi ufuna lokhu yabona nje into zakhona sazi ukuthi isombululo singakhamuka ngathi laba sinjani kodwa ngoba into zakhona hayi ukuluka kunokuluka sakugabula sithi kuyaluka kodwa ungathi izinto ziya ngokuba nzima kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu.
Ye manje okwamanje selisenzani selithumeza igrocery kumbe kwini?
Sekuba ngcono khona ndoda ukuthi vele kuthengwe yena igrocery ufake komalayisha behambe beyothiya khona le emakhaya because uma uthi uzofaka lo 2000 rand ukuthi usekhaya loba into uyangena esitori phuma lento ezimbili kathi ayikho into ayithenga ngaleyo mali. Sozokufaka nje lokuthi kudlala kathi esithi uma ulaya wazithenga igrocery ka 2000 yeah, kumalayisha mhlambe 1000 rand igrocery uma efika ekhaya izokwazi mhlawumbe ukuba qhuba loba yinyanga abadala bekwazi ukuthi badle kodwa nje uma uthi uzoyenza yenza isithumela imali kwaze kungcono imali yokuqaleni ngoba bekwazi ukuthi umuntu azithengele into ayithandayo kodwa manje sofanele wena othengayo uthumele unikezele imali ngale kuthi ekugcineni lezo zinto ezinye into ezima-perishable things oto ezinye ukuthi kube nama-fridge nanani ugesi awukho zotshethi ugesi sihambe 2 days 3 days asina gesi yaoyokho yabona nje into zakhona hayi
ya siyakuzaithanda
ukuba ijogo ithanda ukuba nzima kakhulu
sibonga kakhulu-ke trust ukuthi ungenile ehlelweni namhlanje ungadinelwa kusasa baba
hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba sizohlala nje sakhe sikhulumile njalo mhlawumbe kuyenze kulunge
hayi kunjalo vele kulungiswa umlomo siyabonga kakhulu baba
hayi kakhulu ubonga mina sikhulu
okay bye-bye. So trust is saying that the situation is bad back home and that is affecting some of them that are living in South Africa. In terms of sending money back home, he says sending money is a waste of time. So they've resorted to buying groceries, you know, and sending
to Malaysia.
That's right, giving to Malaysians to go and deliver home. So he says that's the only way they are doing things.
Mm.
Yeah. So maybe we can go to Mr. Gaule.
Mr. Gaule, welcome back.
Welcome, Mr.
Jonga Kandemiri.
Jonga Kandemiri.
Yes, Mr. Gaule. Yes. You know, some people, Mr. Gaule, may say, why are we always discussing about these issues? The problem is, if we don't discuss these issues, we are not solving them. And the Pachipachi Zezuru, Ukaita Mota, if you don't like cut the boil and clean it up, it will continue troubling you.
Yes,
so that's why we are discussing about these problems, we are seeking solutions. And this time, most Zimbabweans in the diaspora are saying the problems are worsening their situations because initially people were just looking after their families and friends back home. But now, they are also supposed to look after the communities they live in back home because there are clinics that don't have medicine. There are water shortages in certain areas. What's your comment for what the government has done so far? Gibbs wanted to ask you about the problems facing the Zimbabwe United Passenger Company, ZEPCO. Yesterday, people were seen going into the bus or boarding the bus through the windows and all that. What's your solution to these problems?
I think we need to discuss some of these things, to talk about some of these things. It's important that we talk about some of these things. It's very important that we talk about and gather people's views. And again, for it is for the good of the government. If at all there are some people who are listening, but we have today a listening a president who is maybe, it's only that some of these views that are coming from the people might as well help us in whatever we are trying to build as a nation. I think it's important, especially if you look at this transport thing that you're talking about, that the prices were reduced, and people go for things that are affordable. Remember, the day the prices are, you know, people are hiking prices, transport is unaffordable, and things are unaffordable, food is unaffordable. People have hiked the prices that people no longer afford some of these things. But if you provide cheap transport, then people will scramble for that transport. And it's a healthy situation. What do? We move on as a government. Let's try and provide more transport so that people won't be vilified and some of them get injured when they scramble for that transport that is available. And that is cheap transport. That is ZEPCO. These ZEPCO buses that are there. But as a government, our president is sincere. Honestly, When you look at the situation of providing transport, that is the government that is doing at the moment. And if you remember that situation of the past way, to companies could hike their price, their fares willingly, and it was nobody could control them. The government had no hand in controlling those people. And then now, it is for the government to make it a point that they really try and provide transport that is affordable to its citizens.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Gaule, looking at the number of Zipco buses that I think were commissioned by President Mnangagwa last week, there are about 39 out of the 300 buses that were bought. And if we distribute them evenly, it's roughly 4 buses per province out of the 10 provinces in the country. You think that is enough? Why didn't the government wait for the other 251 buses or 259 buses to come, and then they commission all the buses? Because if for the 39 in 10 provinces, that's why people are now stranded, because the other commuters, they pulled out their buses.
My brother, Kandemiri, you agree with me that you can't wait for these other buses while there is a crisis. Already there is a crisis. That little will go a long way, really, in trying to alleviate the problem that we are faced with. And really, I appreciate what the government has done for its people and what the government is doing for its people. Remember, there are some buses that are coming, and this is going to be done in phases. That is phase one, phase two, and then we move on like that. We can't remain standing still and waiting for these other buses to come, and with those buses that are there gathering gas wherever they are being kept.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. Please do stay on the line. It's name Terer, Pindam Chirunga Gibbs.
Yes, no, Baba, I was a Kuwani. What's the Zulu Slovan? Mubana Kuwani, Sawamgil of Shed.
Yeah, never pardon. What are
Romeo Mgandhi?
Sorry, at school, Gadoganak.
Romeo Mgandhi.
Mkoma Romeo, Murkufuna Murkupi.
Binga Mkoma.
Binga, Linjani Baba.
Ah, tuli kabo tu linjani dina.
Ah,
tuli mbebo. Nizamile pela,
Mati?
Yes, ya pila, kujano wenu.
Hai, ya pila busi.
Ye, ufurukuma ngesi ndemele kumbisichona.
Ah, ya kuma ngesi ndemele kumati bele ndingaso.
Ye, kujano baba. So, akuchukuti kuna kumpo epinga kunjani. Yama fute mu ezimota pela kweli ya vwete. So, okay, ngapo pinga kumenja?
Ngapa nga mangala, utuwa kula po Zupko, Zupko wangona, ngapa pela kavako, utuhumbe isi babu ya wangona, hila po Zupko wanga, ngapa pinga kolo Zupko, kadama basa vani katilo, unga makombi loko unyani.
Ya mafutezi mota, hupi kona po?
Mafutezi mota, angazi, nga, katana le senti ya mkona, utuwa kala kona mafuta, it's about 129 kilometers, vele,
$45 MSAD. So kunapo ke singathi okwenzakala eZimbabwe khona manje kulibamba njani na kunapo Liyaphila ngani?
Mfowethu. Tanga ndala, kubisebe kiginta asifake seven.
Yeba dodo, kuzinzima konabo ye.
Ah, woli dithe ba.
Hayi sibukile kakhulu ke Romeo, ungathini kusasa baba.
Ngicela libe ngisinta phela bo budi ngapha.
Yeah, hayi kuyabonakala ba.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. Siyabonga. So that is Romeo is in Lusulu in Pinga.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that they are facing lots of problems, especially when it comes to transport. Mm-hmm. He says Zupco is nowhere to be found in Pinga. Mm-hmm. So they are using private vehicles, they are using private buses and all those kind of things. And he says sugar is about $22. And he says, where can you get that kind of money?
Mm-hmm.
So they are now crushing some seeds to sell. And
what about and the RTGS bond?
He says RTGS and bond different monies altogether, and you can't use RTGS on these combis and other private vehicles because of spare parts. He says these guys are not accepting some with the RTGS because they are saying they are having a problem whenever they want to replace some parts of their vehicles.
That's
so he says that's a big challenge. And the other thing is that he says they are 129 kilometers away from urban centers.
Oh.
So now the problem is there are women who want to go and give birth to kids,
Mm-hmm.
So now if they don't have transport, money, and all those things, they end up giving birth at home.
Mm-hmm.
And some even at shopping centers and because they'll be waiting for transport, and he says it's so chaotic.
That said, before we go back to Mr. Mudzingiri, let me just read comments on our Shona Facebook page from our listeners. We have Mr. Courtney Mpemikoti. Anzi Mudzingiri asks, Nzwika phone yake iri kushoshomera. Yawa Mudzingiri, anzi phone yawe iri kushoshomera. Tishawana watushinga gadi jiskwa sei. Then Morgan Liwayo, anzi inkono no zega zega mbedroom haikona. And it's open devapo arkunzi wakarara wariku itangonono. We are snoring, that's ngonono. He says it's only snoring. There's nothing, no work being done.
They are just
people are sleeping. And then Mukoma Fabian Makuya, and Zimbabwe kwa tirikuenda kure. Augustine Mawoza, nyika iyi, yanzi hiru kutunga miru wane urumende isina hanya nevanu, hawasi kucheuka kumashure. Deni mumaru kuti anonza Augustine Mawoza, avunza fakara anzi ndi ipi crisis yachi ya magadzirisa, shukufela munga tura masimba, ndufu mwangu wa ishtara panyaye kuti, dai kutipane jungwe shwa gadzirisa kwa yata uranawa, Philip Gaule. Kutu nimpeme, adzoka zokare rukanzi solution ilipo, ndiye kuti zanu PF, yombo tonga usiku tawata, MDC yotongo oma skati, jesus neita. That's his solution. ZANU-PF rules at night, MDC by day. That's
a so many solutions. So yeah. Let's hear from Cherry Ndlovu. Ucherry Ndlovu, stumezele la umlaizele wa kelapa ke ku VOA Ndebele. Inga kota pele siku VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona. La mtake stokta mkwa za kala kwele Zimbabwe. Skumbula abantu abahlala emazo na cheneo. So Cherry Uti, in Zimbabwe the problem is that there are those people in top government positions who are actually benefiting from all this. So that's a claim there. Then Utamsanga Mlilo says, the lasting solution is for ZANU-PF government to give in to US and UK demands. They hold the key to our economic and political challenges. Misplaced pride is sinking us.
Mm.
So he says, give in to those guys' demands. Mm. You know, things will be okay tomorrow. And then Thabani Ndlovu says, fair is leading the Zimbabwe nation. Yeah. So this fair, he says, yeah. That's why they're thinking. So maybe let's...
I can go back to Mr. Mudzingiri.
Or maybe we should rectify his phone issue.
Yes.
So I don't know what we can do now.
The guy is going to be not our now. Yeah. This is going to be Mr. Mudzingiri. Mr. Mudzingiri,
I'm serious.
Yes. Do you think that this move by the government to remove subsidies on fuel is a well informed move?
You know, let me begin with just looking at what are the real problems in Zimbabwe. The real problem in Zimbabwe is their failure to manage the currency. So we have seen that when they adopted the dollar, people managed to build houses, the individuals could manage to do a lot of things. They could survive on their own. They stopped deregulating the transport sector. Now, this time they also going to defend the current again, and we are in the same problem that we had previously. So the real problem that we are having in Zimbabwe is the problem that the government is failing to manage the current. So since it is failing to manage the current, it should just adopt a stable current. Then other things will actually follow. The issue of removing subsidies on fuel, well, it's a good idea in terms of ensuring that the supply increases, but it's a bad idea because it makes the fuel very expensive. But if they just liberalize the fuel price earlier, then the pain that the people were going to face or were going to feel could have been reduced. But in this case, they control the price of the fuel for a long time, then all of a sudden they liberalize the fuel, and when they do that, the cost to the consumer would be so large. So if they could do liberalize the economy earlier, the time that the people are with their terms could have been minimized. So our biggest challenge in Zimbabwe is the failure to manage our currency. Mm. And when we fail to manage our currency, then we see price rising. Because inflation is a monetary phenomenon. We can only have inflation when we have a current circulating in the economy. So, because the current that is circulating in the economy is in excess when compared to the goods and services in the market. So, that's why we have the other CGS, because price is going up every minute, every day. So, the first thing that the government should do is ensuring that we have a stable current. If they can manage the bond, then they should adopt a stable current. If they can adopt a stable current, of course, the welfare of the people will certainly improve. But it will actually depend because they have to pay all the people in a stable current.
Mm-hmm.
Today, if they continue paying the people in the RTGS, well, it benefits the government, but it doesn't benefit the common men in the streets. And it doesn't benefit the business people. So, the thing that the government should actually look at is they should look at how they can adopt a stable currency and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
All these other things that we are talking about, they will not provide solution. The issue that can provide solution is managing a stable currency or being able to manage our own currency.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
Yes, so now I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Kwaiti Ncube. Mr. Kwaiti Ncube is the co-founder of Zim Expo. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program.
Just to clarify, I'm the co-founder, not the founder. I thought you said the founder.
No, I said co-founder.
Okay.
So, Mr. Ncube, there's this big event. Tell us a bit about what is going to happen this weekend.
The Zim Expo is an annual event that was started about 20 years ago. Actually, we are celebrating our 20th anniversary this year,
mm-hmm.
even though we don't have any special program to celebrate it. However, we are noting that. So Zim Expo basically is an event that encompasses the whole weekend, starting Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, we shall have a business a dinner,
mm-hmm.
Followed by some music entertainment. Usually we have an entertaining guest from Zimbabwe or local Zimbabweans. And then they just socialize for the rest of the evening. But Friday night really is the main event, is a business venture. Prior to that, we always bring in the Zimbabwe Embassy personnel from Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
They come in to provide embassy services such as renewals of passports, birth certificates, and any other embassy documentation or services that might be required. So mm-hmm. we fly the embassy staff to the Zim Expo. We sponsor them. We provide them accommodation as well as per diem feeding.
Mm-hmm.
And they are there for Friday, Saturday, and then they usually leave on Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Friday. And then on Saturday, the rest of the day usually starts around 10 a.m. The Zim Expo
mm-hmm.
tries to create a platform where the small business Zimbabweans, either in the diaspora or back home,
mm-hmm.
they come in to showcase their businesses. We have a ballroom in the hotel where we set up some tables for the business people to come and display their products, and they also are given a chance
mm-hmm.
to give an oral presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an all-day event. Mm-hmm. This is the primary reason we started Zim Expo. It is to create a platform for the Zimbabwean businesses, both in Zimbabwe and here in the United States, and showcase their products.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the evening, another main event is the beauty pageant. Sometimes we have both the beauty pageant and a fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're not going to have a fashion show, but the beauty pageant is usually a main attraction for Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm.
We always have pageants participating on the range of 8 to 10, sometimes 12 young ladies coming in to participate for the beauty pageant. It's mm. a very, very attractive show. It's predominantly for Zimbabweans. The winner of the pageant participates in the Miss Zimbabwe pageant.
Mm-hmm.
She qualifies for that. And so once the winner has been identified, she has to be told what kind of activities she needs to participate in
mm-hmm.
So that she becomes a very active member of the society.
Mm.
And then following the beauty pageant on Saturday night, we now have a second portion or third portion of Saturday. That is, we also feature a musician coming from mm-hmm. Zimbabwe. Usually we have actually attracted a lot of well-known Zimbabwean entertainers, the likes of Oliver Mtukudzi, the likes of Thomas Mafumo, they've come and participated many, many times. Mm-hmm. And then the younger generation has been coming as well. This year we have, what do you call him, John? I forget.
Jasignal.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's just that I've been curious to know what his actual real biological name is. I think he's Nicodemus somebody.
Yes. Nicodemus Mutize.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there you go. Jasignal is on his way right now. In fact, I think he's leaving today from Zimbabwe. He should be in Chicago on Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
He's the main attraction. I don't know much about the gentleman, but from what I hear, he's a crowd puller,
mm-hmm.
as they say it in their language.
Yes.
So he is the main feature. The moment they heard that Jasignal was coming, the phones are just ringing off the hook.
Yes. Let's just stop there at the moment and then try to bring in one or two people and then read messages.
Okay.
Yes. Maybe on this occasion we can bring in Mr. Gaule.
Yes.
Mr. Gaule.
Yes.
Yes. Zimbabweans here in the diaspora, they are holding this Zimi Expo, and it's one way of inviting investors to Zimbabwe. What do you say about this?
It's a brilliant move. It's in support of this. Zimbabwe is open for business mantra by the president. So I think that I support that. And this is that to me is something that really we need to try and embark on, so that maybe it can produce some good results for us.
Mm-hmm.
But if we just give it a trial, there's nothing wrong with that. And we really, I do support that.
Ye kodwa nxa sisikhangela baba Gaule, nxa umuntu evula ibusiness eZimbabwe kusetshenziswa iRGTS, elingani liyaqansa liyehle lihlala kunjalo, ubona zani pho kumele benzeni abantu kwenze ukuthi bevule amabhizinisi khona ngapha?
I understand Egypt, and it's a concern to all these other people, especially these foreign investors, that when they come to Zimbabwe, really they are faced with a situation whereby with this bond, this RTGS thing, this is really a cause for concern to each and every investor who is planning to maybe thinking of coming to invest in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's a fact that you cannot run away from. I really don't know, but I think we have a way out of it. Really, that the Ministry of Finance, especially my brother Mthuli, is doing something about that.
Yeah,
so that investors are protected.
Yeah, in terms of just 1 minute, kono kora to kulma.
Yes, kono ko into ni na nzelela iguti abon invest ilo zinle it kulma ngayo lapa. Into ekarathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu baqoqe ama-investors ukuthi abuye elizweni. Kodwa-ke udubo esilalo ngiyalubona sinye ukuthi ama-investors akhangelele ukuthi eZimbabwe njengoba kulo hlupho lwemali, i-RTGS nale sikhuluma ngayo eyiyo engafunwayo, yilawa abantu abafuna ukuzoinvesta lapha elizweni. So ngibona ngani khonoko uhulumende kukhangele, kodwa-ke neqiniso umlando nalowo ngonika u-finance minister ukuthi athi work out something to attract ama-investors. So, yes, Ninja, local wing of Kulumendu, which is a trade that is a conducive atmosphere with Abant Babu investors, but with India, we are called with Abant Babu investors.
Then
Yes, andizoti ifoni yani iri kurira timbova mukana vagadzirisa etimbonzwa kuna vamudzingiri vamudzingiri manzwa kuti kuno ku America ku Chicago kutanga nemusoro chishano kune kuine Zimi Expo ichange iriko ndofunga chishano mugovera Sondo.
Yes.
Yes.
Kuchita kuti munhu akaisa mari yake azvipansi kuwana profit kana kuti return. Zvinoita kuti munhu aite mari yake munyika yakadaro. Saka dambudziko ratinaro ndiro radirektora kuti kana mari yedu isiri stable. Zvinoita kuti kuti tiwane vanhu vanoda kuzoshandidzana nesu panyaya dzekuinvesta mari dzavo. Yang lain juga cemari awak tuan ni, kita tiba social office. Yang lain ni cemari jauh, lepas lepas kita cerita kuana moro cemari jauh. Tapi kalau kata kuana moro, nanti mereka buat itu. Apa nama mana? Orang nak mesti ambil kuana. Tapi yang lain apa nama mana? Nanti dia buat itu. Itu cemari jauh pas mungkin mana? Jika sebenarnya panggil ya kita ya kita jual rezeki. Yang lain pun saya kata jinta, jangan nak, jangan cemburun. Nini ya kuti maria kwa ina uremu. Saka kana mari na uremu, ndio kuchime kwa ya nito kuti kusha kwa kwenye maria uremu ya maria kiti dafu. Mabata ya uremu ndi. Kuna mwini ni wangabu na kuti nato kuti njia aluka nasa mamiri ya maria kiti dafu. Saka nari mtu kana mamiri ya maria kiti dafu wakanda akana haka. Wanuanoda zeti mtu wana kuna kuya wakuti mtu. Lati wana kuti wana wanache uviri. Kana pata cha uviri. Jadi ni orang tu, saya pun aku orang pergi share jera, tapi tak nak, saya tu pasal tu tuan apa, mungkin maybe.
Thank you so much.
Mungkin dia orang pun dia orang esok. Jadi, mana mungkin dia cuma tak betul. Kuli darah dia, kuli kita macam begini, esok. Ya, nasional kita betul kita esok macam ni Arab je, asal asal semua batu. Entah mana tu tengah esok ni mayat je lah. Yang ini jadi tak tuan mahir, dia asyik awak kuki tuan mahir. Yang ini dia tinggal pun. Tetapi yang mungkin dia kuki siapa juga dia kuki apa katakan dia tempoh apa dia kuki si juga kuki mahir di situ. Kita tinggal kita kurang ini karena kuki kuki itu lah. Tapi jangan kuki juga dia kuki katakan.
Thank you so much. Maeta basa wa mchingiri. Gibbs nguwa zinge zaenda na
yes.
Mpapasara ma minute imwe chetu.
Yes, Mr. Quite Ngube, you can say your last word about Simexpo. Go ahead, sir.
I just told you about the event for the entire weekend, but I'd only gone as far as a Saturday night. And then Sunday night, basically, to sum up, we are pretty much done with the rest of the main events. Saturday night is predominantly social. Sunday is socialization. And as we know, Zimbabweans and soccer or football, as they call it, it's almost like it's part of our religion. So we literally worship soccer. Without soccer entertainment, there's no excitement. So we always attract several soccer teams around the country from Dallas, Atlanta, Chicago, Indiana, California, you name it, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, and so on. But this year, we only have a few handful of soccer teams that are going to be playing for the most coveted Zim Expo trophy, Expo soccer tournament.
Thank you very much.
So it's on Sunday, and then after that, we are done.
Thank you very much. And people shouldn't forget that there are some consular services from the Zimbabwe Embassy. They'll be there at the Zim Expo. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Calvin Mutsingiri, an economist based in South Africa, Mr. Pilip Kaule of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Quite Ngube, co-founder of Zim Expo. Signing off is Gibbs Kube in Washington, D.C., saying, let's meet next time. Bye-bye.
tinotendawo zvakare vateereri vakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa nemi mose mamuchiteera muri pa madande mutanda akasiyana siyana nevanyora nevanga vachitarisira vachapinda muchirongwa svondo rinouya ndimi nhasi tosiyira pano zita ndini Jonga Kandemiri.